This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Friday delirium is in the air.
It really is.
Do you want to hear my plan with my bestie who I haven't seen in months tomorrow?
Please.
So Megan is my really, really, like, my bestie. And she, bestie's cringe, but she's my best. Like,
you tried to use a different word. It's really, really, my bestie.
My bestie. Yeah. But like, at the same time, I hate the way, I know we've discussed this before about ranking your friends. I don't agree with that. But like, you're my bestie. Emer's my bestie. Avian's my bestie. Like,
I know.
Niall's my bestie. Whatever. But as in, she's up there. Like, you know what I mean?
It's top tier.
Yeah, like, she might be in a bridesmaid's mix, you know.
You'd be kind of
like having to put her up there and figure out whether she'd be in or out, you know.
Jesus, I hope she's not listening to this now. Well, actually, I hope she does, because then she'll know she needs to put in a little bit of work in fairness.
It's very hard. You have to narrow it down to three or four.
Don't even get me started. It actually makes me feel sick sometimes.
Yeah, and you don't have sisters, so you're screwed.
Yeah, I know.
You can normally just bail to sisters if you can't handle it.
I wish I had three sisters. I could be just like, boom, boom, boom.
I have
one sister,
so she has to take one place.
Nah, well, that's even worse.
Yeah, and I was her maid of honour, so that's it. I've been talking to my best friend Niall for years that he'll be my bridesman.
Oh, that's nice.
We've been saying that for about 10 years, so he needs to be in there. My friend Avon I've known since Snappies. So have I, her sister.
She's
don't know what to do about her. Emer.
Bloody Emer.
Oh,
and then there's Megan now. Megan will be vying for the fifth slot. I think there's no problem. We're veering off. But I actually think, I know my friend had five bridesmaids and she was getting like kind of maybe some of the older women in work were like judging her for having five bridesmaids. I was like, have however many you want.
Amen. However, a bit more pricey for the bride.
Look, if you can afford the dresses, go for it.
That's true. And you know what? One of my friends got her bridesmaids dresses on not a very expensive site and they were all bloody beautiful, so who gives a damn?
I'd rather give my girls cheap dresses than have more of them.
Absolutely. So Megan is up tomorrow. She moved to Limerick a couple of years ago, Limerick, Cork kind of, and she's a few jobs soon in the morning. She said, I was like, looking forward to your arrival. I'll have breakfast on. She said, don't. I'm picking you up. We need to go straight to IKEA. I have loads to do. It's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, God, okay. It's that type of weekend.
Right, yeah, okay. We get back from IKEA. She wants to get to the Dublin Mountains for a walk because that's what we used to always do together.
Nice.
And then after that, she wants a mimosa with a late lunch.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
And then we were going to go out for dinner. And I said, no, lads. Why don't we eat at home? So I'm going to make a dish that's really bold. Saturday night, fuck it. I have a lovely piece of boiled ham. You wouldn't get it, Ash, as a vegetarian. Well, you would. So that's salty.
I understand
that's
it.
Salty sensation.
I understand the concept.
I'm going to boil it up. I'm going to chop it up. I'm going to put it into a spaghetti with creamy sauce.
Carbonara.
Fuck yeah.
Oh.
Can't wait.
Loads of cheese.
So we're doing that. Then we're going for a few drinks. And that's about it. And I'm really excited. I haven't been to IKEA in ages.
I had one of those weekends with the girls last weekend and it was just amazing.
Good
it was actually
soul.
So good for the soul. Yep. I was like, I love my friends.
I actually noticed recently, I haven't had, because you were very well behaved at Electric Picnic, or I didn't see much of you because you were minding your voice. You haven't had a drunken, I love you, Emma, in so long. It actually makes me quite sad.
I know, but you know what's
you
coming up?
You owe me a lot of loving.
There's a Christmas lunch coming up, Emma, and we had a hell of a one of them last year. One of our best.
It's been a long time since I felt the drunken love from you.
Emma was clutching my two hands in her hands.
I, without second thought, posted us on our grid.
She did.
Saying, I love this girl.
She did. That was like...
It wasn't like, take the pictures and then maybe post tomorrow. It was like, you know what, Ashing? I'm going to put this up.
I'm going to put some
straight away. The world needs to know how much I love you. Enjoy your weekend. I just
want to wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning to you. It's Friday. Woohoo!
Wow.
That was a very fast week.
I can't believe
we're here already. There was something about it.
Me too.
Flew in. Coming into the weekend again.
Nice vibes. I had a couple of taxi journeys that I had to make yesterday. I don't normally get taxis, but I was heading on long distance journeys, so I had to get taxis. I don't need to explain myself. I got a taxi driver that I'd gotten recently before, and I kind of got to know him. And
I get taxis so often, and I rarely get the same people. Anyway, that's
really
just my observation on that.
We exchanged names, but he had... we were chatting about like radio and whatever, because he's asked me what I did, and he said something funny about... he was like, oh, I listen to that station. What's that one where they just talk about the news all the time? And I was like... News talk, and he's like, yeah, that one. And then on the way back, I had a different taxi driver, and we didn't speak, but he had this amazing alert on his phone. So whenever, like, say, Free Now bumped him or like gave him an alert for a new job or whatever, he had this little alarm that went, taxi, 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 like on loop until he stopped it. But he let it run. I think he wanted me to hear it.
Like, quite honestly, yesterday I washed the floors of my house and in the meantime I had stuff in the oven and I was trying so hard not to walk on the wet floor. I was like, just give it a minute, because the oven was set to a timer.
Yeah.
And when that went off, I knew it would turn off. But the incessant beeping, I had to ruin my own floor because I couldn't handle the sound. Like,
I can't deal with that.
It was
type
so
of
light, just little beep, beep, beep. You're like, stop ruining my life! I was like, you're actually destroying my whole afternoon. I was sitting on the couch reading my book, waiting for the floor to dry. But no, I couldn't let it go for longer than whatever, 15, 20 seconds.
But maybe if you had a custom beep on your oven being like, food, food, food.
That might change it, all right.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You know, I like to dip my toe into a bit of astrology.
Yeah, you
do. I like to kind of know what's going on. I'm not as big as some gals are, and I'm not trying to be too stereotypical, but let's be real, typically it's the gals who are all over this stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm aware when we're in retrograde and stuff, when Mercury's in retrograde, because the mood's to be very bad around the place.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
My friend put this into our group chat yesterday, and I literally, it was like another language. I have no idea what it said. Ah, Instagram. Hang on. It was like, now I can, oh my God, sorry, my Instagram won't go to the right reel. I actually can't ask you the question now. I'm
That's
so sorry.
Annoying. That's all right. Speaking of Instagram, one of my friends that I follow online shared this particular thing I'm going to tell you about a sec the other day on his story. So I tracked it down because I was intrigued.
Yes.
And it originated from a Instagram page called What's Your Sign Podcast, which is obviously a podcast for the girls who love a bit of astrology.
Nice.
Blah, blah. So essentially what they did was, you know, the way there's always these memes about Geminis are like this and, you know, Pisces people are like this and blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, and like they hate Virgos men or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they wouldn't be compatible and blah, right, blah, 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 blah. But in this case, for a bit of a laugh, they described a typical new build floor plan, right, of a house,
mm-hmm,
and went around the house to the different rooms and what kind of rooms different star signs would have or what they'd prioritise in their own home. Do you know what I'm saying? So I will, I'll start with myself, I think. I am a Gemini, right? And this is what they said my house would look like. And I want you, and Callum, I want you on this as well. Just tell me if you think they're on the money here or slightly off, because you both know my personality pretty well. So the entrance, the hallway features movie posters.
Lol. Ooh.
Not a great start, because typically I'm not
Emma knows
movies.
No movies.
But then you throw... Yeah, then you stroll into your open plan kitchen and your living room area and you come across the party room.
Yeah.
Kind of, maybe when I was in my 20s.
Give her that, you like to host.
Up through the sitting room and you're now entering kind of the dining area, which is dubbed the lol corner.
No, Emma loves lols.
I've never heard Emma say lol.
And the kitchen is dubbed full of Trader Joe's snacks, i.e. like Centra here, I suppose. And on top of the kitchen cupboards are notebooks, apparently.
Oh no.
I'll go through the... I do have a lot of notebooks lying around. There's a display area in each home. I'm going to get to yours in a sec. My one features an artistic mirror.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'll give you that.
The patio. Its only function really in my house, apparently, is for outdoor chats. That one I do agree with. There's a study reserved for gossiping. That's a bit mean. And there's a room that's used for social media and meme creation in my house.
Have you ever made a meme?
When I worked in a radio station, when I had to, when they were at their height, yes, but that's a long time ago. Another room is a podcast studio, while the shower is for white lies. Thought that was a bit mean as well. And the storage room is full of, apparently, everyone else's leftover party drinks.
Okay.
We're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
However, I'm going to move on to you, Aisling, and your house, all right? Your entrance, your hallway features a rare vase collection.
That does sound like you.
Which you in 20 years' time, I think that's going to be you.
Maybe.
Plants.
Then you stroll over to your open plan area in your living room area and you come across the new technology testing area.
No.
You are an Aquarius. I'm not sure, yeah, but up through the sitting room, you're now entering the I'm right area.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that one. Yeah, I'll do that one.
The kitchen is dubbed very specific foods.
Oh,
vegetarian.
The display, bearing in mind mine was a mirror, is a rare expensive collector's item.
God, they think I'm real, like wealthy.
I think that's a bit of you. Your patio, its main feature is a hammock.
I'd like a hammock.
There is a study featuring a list of enemies. Don't think that's very nice. And a movie room specifically for indie films.
No. Maybe for my boyfriend Alex.
Another room is reserved for fighting with internet strangers. While the shower is for genius ideas, and the storage room is full of detective equipment.
Oh, God. Wow, they really don't like Aquarius.
Do you think so? Well, Sagittarius, Colin, we move over to you. Your entrance is your hallway and it features loads of world art.
No, not okay. I've been to like 3 countries.
Then you stroll into your open plan kitchen and living room area and you're greeted by the music and meditation room.
I like music.
Yeah, it would be like Disney music.
I guess.
Just around the riverbed.
And Taylor Swift.
Up through the sitting room, you're now entering the long-winded chat nook.
No.
Okay.
No again.
The display is a record player.
Again, I like music.
Yeah. Yours, as in your patio, is for stargazing.
I have a pair of binoculars.
Oh, that's a win there, I'd say. Yeah.
There is a study full of unread philosophy books.
I have a lot of books that haven't been read, so kind of not philosophical.
Yeah, unread.
I love this. And another room is specifically a room to ignore everyone else in.
Yes, I do that a fair bit.
Just lock yourself away.
Yeah.
Finally, another room is reserved for wacky outfits.
Oh.
Simpson jumper.
Yes, and I've got the Christmas version of that jumper now as well.
Really? Do you remember Callum at the Christmas party last year with all the sparkles?
Yeah.
He did.
The shower is for your untoward jokes.
No, he's pretty appropriate.
And the storage room is where you practice your language skills. Maybe you're trying to dumb up your accent in
your
spare time.
Well, I have been looking at trying to find Irish language classes.
Oh, well, that's a glimpse into your future.
Yeah. Guys, I really thought this might get you over the line and get you more on board with astrology, but I don't think you're up to buying any of that.
Recharged.
We've been telling you for months now that we are on the hunt for some new talent here at Spin, some new voices to join us on the airwaves.
Yeah, we're old and crusty.
Don't say that too loud, Ashley. No, but basically, for the next while, and we're going to be introducing you to loads of new presenters that we've met and Callum's working with really closely. So the brilliant Jade was on Sundays 9 to 10 for the last month.
She did great.
She was fantastic. But now let's introduce you to Ashley.
This is Spin. I need. On air with Ashley McCombay.
Good morning, Ashley. Welcome to Fully Charged.
Thank you so much for having me. Sorry, I like panicked. I was like, oh no, I'm
that
on
was
air.
The first test and you passed.
Just about.
Yay. How are you, Ashley?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
It's a pleasure to meet you. So the process over the last while, you've been waiting for your shot to get yourself on air and start your show. Are you buzzing?
I'm terrified. But like in a good way, but I feel like I'm going to pass out, but that's fine.
Okay. We'll get to that later on. Have you listened at all to Jade in the past couple of weeks?
I have, which kind of felt like cheating. Yeah. I was like, I'm so sorry, Jade. I was like taking notes. I was like, okay, I'm going to do exactly that. But no, like she killed it. She's a tough competition already. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, she killed it.
Oh, she's amazing.
It's not a competition. Everyone's brilliant.
So we love pitting women against each other.
It's my favourite hobby.
Me too. Were you also kind of like, Jade, get off, this is my seat now?
No, I'm like, she warmed it up for me.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent stuff.
I'm like, they know where home is, it's fine.
Excellent.
Love it.
We need to ask you, Ashley, I remember when we called you to share the news that, you know, you'd passed all the swings and roundabouts of getting... I'm getting on air with the on-air competition on Spin. And you were in London at the time doing a really cool job with Sculpted by Amy. Yay. Tell us more about that.
Well, yeah. So I am one of the social media execs for Sculpted by Amy, which is also surreal. Considering I only graduated college like a year ago. So I'm like, what is my life? How did I end up here? Who's playing me in The Sims?
Because I like that person.
I'm like, let's keep this going. But yeah, I'm still with Sculpted. They're all buzzing. They can't wait to hear the show and everything. So,
Mir, what kind of ideas can we expect from you? What kind of direction are you thinking of going with it? I think what's brilliant about the opportunity that lots of people will have over the next year or so is you can just put your own spin, excuse the pun, on your show. What do you think and what kind of angle?
Oh my God, I feel like I shine really when I'm just yapping. So I'm kind of excited, to just get my personality on camera. And I am, as a social media exec, I am chronically online. Like I don't even want to tell you my screen time. I'm scared. So I can't wait to bring like all things internet into the world and like just chat about, like you guys want to chat about the secret lives of Mormon wives, I'm there. Let's do it. Okay. Let's speak about it.
This is your spin hazing. Go on, open. What is your screen time from yesterday?
Oh God.
Go on.
I'm actually like shaking. Screen time, let's see what this is saying. Oh, you know what? Yesterday wasn't bad. My average for this week is 8 hours. So actually, this is usual.
Full work day.
To be fair, you do work. But hang on.
And really good. This is a low average, yeah. Well, usually it's probably around a 12.
But at the same time, you're on your phone all the time, you're making TikToks, you work from that phone, I presume, yeah.
Yes.
So are you half allergic to being online because you have to spend so much time for work, or do you just love
it? No, I love it even more. Like, I'm like in the office, I'm like, guys, it's research.
Like a true addict. Ashley, when you were chatting to producer Callum, you told him that you've got a lot of stories that people wouldn't believe are true and you're ready to share them.
Oh my God, ready to share everything.
It's like a tell-all book you're going to bring to
the like, amazing. It's always something with me. The guards showed up at my house last week looking for me.
I was going to ask you for a teaser, but that was absolutely no.
So are you a criminal?
No, actually. I was just as surprised as you. I was like, great, this is fab.
They wanted to sculpt by Amy.
They did. Christmas, they were like, satin silk, guys. Shade 7.5. I was like, hey, don't worry, I got you.
You're like, I'll keep that full story for the show on Sunday,
yes,
at 9 p.m.
Of course I will.
How would you feel about working so closely with our producer, Callum, here? He's really scary.
Yeah, he's terrifying.
That laugh is really daunting, isn't it? But no, you're excited to get stuck in with Callum, I've no doubt about it.
Oh my God, I'm buzzing. Callum's going to be so sick of me. Yay! At the end of the 4, he's going to be like, thank God, she's gone. Yeah.
No, he'll be thrilled. That's exactly the energy I think producer Callum loves. Listen, I'm hooked. I'll be listening on Sunday at 9 o'clock.
I'm signed up.
Absolutely. Ashley, wishing you the very, very best luck and excited to support you on this journey. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
Had a bit of a rude awakening the other day. Think it was the first sign that winter is coming. I went to my granny's, who is famous, well, famous among my family, for having a Magnum every single day, a Magnum ice cream every day, and always offers a Magnum. I said it on the show before that I would come sometimes with a 99 in hand and she'd be very put out.
Mm.
And yesterday, for the first time all year, I wasn't offered a Magnum. Winter is coming, folks.
Or the cause he lives.
Yeah, or she just hates me. What did I do to you? Okay.
Maybe she was just thinking it's a bit cold for that.
Yeah.
Although it wasn't very cold yesterday.
It wasn't. So now I'm getting really paranoid.
God. So was she in good form with you?
Come to think of it, she called me a bitch.
Dublin Travel with Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourites every Friday.
For what?
I'm just joking. She would never say that word. All she says is, all she calls me is my princess.
Aww.
My Instagram algorithm knows me so well. It is literally wall-to-wall wicked content. Literally every second post is a video of like Ariana Grande, Cynthia Erivo, or it's some gal from somewhere singing a song from Wicked, just doing a cover of it in her room. And it's actually been a great way for me to like follow new amazing singers.
Right.
Just on Instagram.
Would you go follow them then, yeah?
I have gone and followed a couple of them. And this one girl that came up had an amazing voice. So I went onto her page and she makes like loads of kind of quirky, cool videos with songs. Like she had this video where she was singing the same song in different keys and you had to guess which was the original key.
Oh, that's fun.
Very creative, yeah. And she had this one video that was absolutely brilliant. And it was her doing impressions of different female singers stubbing their toe. And what their reaction would be.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, and when she does it, the picture of the person she's impersonating comes up on the screen, but the audio is just the audio that she's doing her impression of. So I've taken a few of the clips and I'm going to quiz you,
right,
Emma, and I'm going to quiz you listening, okay? I've got 5 different clips for you to see if you can identify who she's impersonating, and then I'll have one for you listening as well. I'll start off with a very easy one. So which famous female singer is stubbing her toe here?
That's so fun.
It's good, isn't it?
Gotta be Mariah Carey.
No.
Sugar.
Listen to the start of it again. Pink early 2000s. Blonde.
Christina Aguilera.
Yes.
Yes. Nice. Okay. Nice. Got there.
You're gonna find this one very easy. Here's number 2.
It's the remix.
Yeah.
That's got to be Mariah Carey.
That's Mariah Carey. She's so good at that whistle tone.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're just waiting for that song to kick in.
It's just some random girls class. Yeah. This one's a little trickier, but I think very, very good.
I know that person's voice. I know that voice.
Have a listen again.
Oh, it's Lady Gaga.
Yes. It's this.
Yeah.
Really good.
That's like a song she sang during the... In the movie that she was in.
Bloody... Star is Born. Movie,
Star is Born.
Yeah, Shallow is the name of it.
Yes. Shallow, yeah.
Very good.
Next. Listen to the... Again with the early 2000s. Loves a dance, this gal.
I don't think this one's going to come to me, Ash.
Loves to shake her hips.
Shakira!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is that the best one?
It's the...
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Yeah.
And this one's a bit unconventional because it's not really singing. It's very good. It might be tricky, but it's very short as well. Have a listen.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Someone who just sighs when they get their toe stubbed.
Who does it sound like, though?
I don't know.
I have no clue. It's way too short for me.
Taylor Swift.
Really?
Do not think.
Oh, yeah, now you say
it's
it.
It's a bit like her.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Fair enough.
It's pretty good. Okay, I've left the best for last for you listening. A pair of IMC Cinema passes to be won. If you can guess this correctly, 087 711 1038. This is absolutely brilliant. I think it's going to be pretty easy. Have a listen.
Is that the girl?
Yes!
That's not the singer.
No, that's the girl. Yeah.
What's her name on line? I need to follow
her. I'll find her. I'll tell you in a sec.
Okay. Wow, she's talented.
Her name is Liv's Wearing N. It's a pretty crappy handle. Sorry, y'all.
She needs a blue tick.
She needs
something
a blue
more
tick.
Identifiable.
She does have a blue tick.
Okay.
So, 087-711-1038. Have a guess who that is. You could win yourself a pair of IMC Cinema passes this morning.
Very
who is
good.
Stubbing her toe?
So crazy,
isn't it? We just did a fun little game with thanks to @liveswearingn, who is a singer on Instagram that I came across. She had this very funny video of her stubbing her toe as different female singers, and her impressions of them were absolutely brilliant. Here's a little flavour. Here was Christina Aguilera. If you've ever wondered what Mariah Carey would sound like stubbing her toe, it's this.
God, this girl can sing.
She's unreal. And then this was her Gaga impression.
Wow.
They're also different as well. She
She's
can
class.
Do them all brilliantly. But we did leave one for you listening to guess, and I think it's the best of them all. You're trying to figure out which celebrity, which female singer is stubbing her toe here.
Just in case you think that's a clip of the actual singer that you're thinking of immediately, these are all done by the same girl. On Instagram. I'm so impressed. Marcus Sunnyboy, hello and how are you?
Not too bad, how are you?
Not too bad.
We're good.
What sound do you make when you stub your toe, Mark?
I don't know if it's okay to say on the radio.
All sorts of expletives.
All right, that's enough for us.
Exactly.
Yeah, hold that thought.
Exactly. Bloody blah, blah, blah.
It wouldn't
so
be
sorry.
As melodic as some of those sounds that we just heard.
Hell no.
Definitely not, definitely not.
So apparently this is what a particular singer would sound like should she stub her toe. That's so good.
Isn't it? Who do you think it is, Mark?
It's very good. It's Ariana Grande.
Of course it's Ariana Grande.
Done. Brilliant.
So brilliant, isn't it?
What I want this girl to do next time is impersonate the singers as she has done, but instead with real expletives, like genuine reactions
Yeah. Mark, you've won yourself a pair of IMC Cinema passes. Easy peasy.
Brilliant. Thanks a million.
Have a good weekend.
Cheers. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So I'm completely dumb. Producer Callum has just sent me a message to say that I've been butchering this woman's Instagram handle the whole time, the woman that's doing all these impressions.
Oh yeah, we were just saying she needs to come up with a better, more direct Instagram handle.
I was like, what a crap handle, Liv's Wearing N. That's just her name, Liv Swearingen.
Brilliant.
Cool. Well done, me.
Liv Swearingen.
Liv Swearingen.
Okay, well, that might make it easier to find her if you want to follow her this morning.
A lot easier, actually.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Dave and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning and welcome to the weekend.
Woo!
Sort of. Just get through work first. Woo-hoo.
Ah, yeah, we're there, guys. I know, yeah. Come on.
Friday feels.
Pause feels.
Weird situation in my house yesterday. I was given the house a good scrub, just a hoover and a mop and all that crack. And halfway through my cleaning experience, something I didn't expect to happen, as Bella just said in the weather, pretty calm, pretty mild.
Yeah.
Bit of rain, no big deal. Mm. No crazy weather going on. The electricity went in my house.
Oh, no.
And this was like mid-afternoon. Really strange. So my first thought was, have we not paid our bill? Have we been cut off?
Get the torches. Have we got any candles?
I was in the house on my own and I was like, we've paid.
Yeah.
So I went to check my phone then to see if there was a cutoff or whatever in the area, and there was, which was fine. So that all made sense. But as I was like motoring around, like this is early afternoon, I was in the middle of hoovering here.
Oh,
I've
so annoying.
Stuff to do, you know? Yeah. My battery was on 4%.
Oh dear.
You know, not a great situation.
Oh man.
And it just reminds you how much of a shell a house is without a bit of electricity.
Yeah.
There was nothing
especially
to do.
Especially if you've no phone.
Literally nothing to do. So I was like, okay, I was getting so kind of irritated because every like 10 minutes I go up and flick a switch and check or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, okay, the best thing to do now is go to sleep for an hour and then see what happens. See what happens when you wake up, right? So I'd set my alarm for whatever, an hour, but I was woken up by the big light, the side light, and the other light in my room just clicking on about 20 minutes later.
Yes.
And I was like, woohoo, it's back. I went back to the hoovering. But it was just a funny time for it to go, you know? It wasn't like adverse weather conditions or anything.
I don't think I've ever lost the electricity and I've not been with my mom and dad.
Oh, which, yeah, it's a bit
and,
scary.
And you're like, they know what to do, though. Mm. Like, if it goes, they'll know what to do.
I went out looking at the fuse box being like, I don't know. I don't know what.
Flick one of them.
I turned them all on and off. And obviously, no, Joy, maybe you shouldn't do that. But yeah, just a stray. If you were in the Dundrum region yesterday, you might have been affected by this too if you were working from home.
So, Emma, you're a survivor.
Thanks, Ash.
Let's go. Spin's fully charged with now.
This is Spin, where we play the most hit music, and a hot new track has just hit the market that I'm duty bound to bring your attention to this morning.
Of course, of course.
Two words in relation to this should pique your interest. Moo Deng. If you don't know Moo Deng, well, I'm sorry for you. Moo Deng is a pygmy hippo who lives in a zoo in Thailand who went viral recently just because she's so damn cute and slimy.
Yeah.
They got her to predict the outcome of the US election, and she correctly ate the bowl of food that said Donald Trump on it.
Well, how did she go so viral? I kind of missed this. I'm aware of seeing her face everywhere and stuff. But
I'm a bit like you. I actually don't really know how or why. I think it was just like, oh my God, wow, there's a slimy thing everywhere. And yeah. Everyone was like, she's so cute. She's called Moo Deng. And I was like, oh, that's a cute name.
There's one of our colleagues out in the office has a frame of her on his desk.
Yeah. He dressed up as her for Halloween.
He did.
Yeah, she's so cute. And it was only a matter of time before somebody wrote a song about Moo Deng. It should have been me. God, I really dropped the ball on that one. But here we are. The song about Moo Deng has been written. Would you like to hear it?
Absolutely.
It goes like this. Boing, 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 boing.
Mommy, mommy, play with me. Please, mommy, come play with me. Bounce with me, mom. Mommy, mommy, play with me. Please, mommy, come play with me. Are you ready? Hip, hip, hooray.
Give another 12 months and there'll be like a cartoon about Moo Deng living in Thailand.
Oh my
for
God!
Kids or
trademark
something.
Yeah. That. You had your head in your hands there, Emma. Did you not like that?
I didn't, no.
Okay.
Found that annoying. Very baby sharky.
Yeah, it is. It's like the baby shark of Moo Deng. Yeah. The only thing I was disappointed about with the song is that I thought Moo Deng might feature on the song.
Mm.
Thought that was a bit of a surprise. The song is actually properly released by one of Thailand's largest music companies.
Of course.
And it's produced by a well-known Thai singer. But no Moo Deng, which was disappointing. And I thought surprising, considering hippos feature a lot in modern music these days, obviously.
Excuse me?
Did you not know that?
Hippos feature a lot in modern music.
Emma, you work on Spin 103.8. Are you serious? Are you joking me?
This is a wind-up. But anyway, yeah, go on.
Hang on now. Now that I've told you this fact that you should obviously know that hippos feature modern music, have a listen to these songs again and you'll hear the hippos in the song. We'll start with Sabrina Carpenter and Taste. I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. One degree of separation.
It's a shame a hippo doesn't have a better sound. You know, a horse goes neigh and a dog goes bark.
Yeah, it's mad though, just when you know how you're going to start noticing it so much more. Mm. Another one the hippos are in is Stick Season by Noah Kahan.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, have another listen.
Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. Saw your mom, she forgot that I exist. Half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink.
Lovely. There was mood to hang on along.
Oh, I didn't. No. I hadn't. No. Oh my God, you'll definitely have noticed it though in Taylor Swift, Is It Over Now? The one thing I've been wanting, but
That's when Mojang is auto-tuned. Is
Yeah. How did you not know that? That's crazy. Mad. But you do love Chapel Roan Hot to Go.
Big fan.
Well, you'll obviously have heard it in this one.
Show.
When you know, guys. That's the thing with this world and life. It's just mad how, like, you just don't even notice things, and then just when someone tells you about them, then they become in your consciousness. It's crazy.
We have a question for you this morning, and it is, what was your irrational childhood fear? On yesterday's show, Aisling was bringing us a story about something totally unrelated. We were talking about foods that you had to...
Had been recalled
yeah. because of some other matter found in them. And just by complete and utter randomness, we discovered that we both had a huge fear as kids of silica beads.
A hot chocolate mix was recalled due to the presence of silica beads.
Oh, you know, when you're a kid, you're so terrified of them. Yeah. They come in your toys and you're like, ah!
I'm like, boy!
Take them away from me! Like, quite honestly, this has moved into my adult life. When I see silica beads in anything that arrives that I have bought, I almost, like, have to wash my hands after touching them. It's in my mind that it's full of poison.
I feel like that moment escalated quite dramatically on yesterday's show, but I also just kind of had realised that, like, I've never spoken to anybody about my intense fear of silica gel
ever
before in my life.
Is silica beads silica gel?
Silica
That's kind
gel,
of the idea
silica beads.
Of it.
Yeah.
I honestly feel dirty picking it up and moving it to the bin. I kind of pinch the end of it with my fingers.
Yeah.
And like that, I've never had a conversation in my whole life about that. So it was quite a moment.
Because the little bag always says, do not eat on it. So that just made me feel like I shouldn't even touch it or anything at all for fear that I then touch my fingers and die of poison.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It was like it contaminates anything it touches. And I'm like, why would they put it in my handbag? It just made no sense to me.
Yeah. So we are asking you about your irrational childhood fears. But maybe if there's other people out there who were also afraid of silica gel, this might help you, because I've just Googled what actually happens if you eat silica gel. The answer is nothing.
Okay.
I would say still don't eat it.
Oh no, I wouldn't
do what they say.
Near my mouth.
But apparently it's not toxic. It's made of like water and oxygen and carbon dioxide, the little beads. But they did say that some people have choked on it. And I'm like, does that mean they've choked on the whole bag?
Just to ask as well, I presume the purpose of them is to stop dampness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, why would anyone even contemplate eating?
Because when you're a kid, this is the idea. This was, if it was in your toy.
Yeah,
when
true.
You were a kid, it's, you know, at that age where you're just eating everything. You're like a little dog going around the place when you're a toddler.
But they should say, do not eat then across like the forehead of a Barbie, if that's the case.
I suppose that's true. I suppose that's
true. A bit of respect for kids here, lads.
Listen, with that in mind, what were your irrational childhood fears? It could be anything, and it still kind of haunts you. You're like, why is that even a thing for me these days? 087 711 103. We'd love your voice notes on this morning. What was your irrational childhood fear? Richard was on.
Hey guys, for me, definitely as a kid, I thought quicksand was going to be a bigger issue when I got older.
Yes.
You see it on all cartoons and all things like that. Never seen it ever in my life. Don't think I ever will. Ever. So yeah, quicksand for me when I was a kid.
Same with like, what's the water that sucks you in?
Oh, like a...
You know what I'm saying, though. They're always in cartoons as well.
Yeah. Like a... I don't even know.
A spinny spiral thing.
It doesn't even have a name.
I don't know.
Is it even real? Yeah, I remember
know.
My mom got her leg stuck in quicksand once and I couldn't sleep for weeks.
I understand why.
Because I was like, she was about to be enveloped even though it only went up to her knee. I was like, it was basically up to her neck.
We're asking this morning, what was your irrational childhood fear? Lots coming in. And if you have one, please share it with us on 087 711 1038. There was loads of things as kids that we were absolutely terrified of, and it turns out they're actually actually not a big part of your life at all.
Yeah.
Richard was in touch a few minutes ago saying he thought that quicksand would play a bigger role in his adult life, trying to avoid quicksand at every twist and turn in life.
I agree.
And it's so funny because it played such a big role in the cartoons and cinema when we were kids.
Yeah.
But actually doesn't really cause much of an issue in your adult
life. No.
Very often. Susanna was in touch.
Listening to the man talking about quicksand. I don't know if anyone grew up in the countryside, but we used to be warned constantly about the dangers of slurry pits.
Yes.
And I genuinely used to think that there'd be a slurry pit around every corner and you need to be vigilant at all times because we were just warned so much about them.
When I moved from Dublin to Waterford, I spent a lot of time helping out my neighbour's farm, and the slurry pit, I would walk miles around it. Honestly, it used to freak me out so
really?
Much. Because that's a genuine serious thing on
it
a farm.
Is, yeah.
Like it is.
But is it not normally
scary.
Like covered over?
Of course it would be.
You're
but even
you're
at
get
that,
sucked in.
Yeah, it's just going to pull you in. Or even if you fell on the bit on top of it, what if it broke?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Oh, Jesus, it's not even worth thinking about. But yeah, that's a big one as well.
Yeah, big time. And we got a text in from Linda. She said, my son has the fear and cannot stand the sensation of velvet or velour. It makes him absolutely gag. I bought a new suite of furniture a few years ago. It was a grey velvety suite that he couldn't sit on, so it lasted in our house about 2 weeks and I had to buy a different suite.
You're joking me.
That, I totally get that. Like I like that feeling, but I could see how you'd be like,
get away from me. Yeah, yeah. I'm kind of like that with a leather couch. Not that bad, but I'd never buy my own. It's just, it kind of sticks to your skin or something and it's cold. Yeah, gross. Kev is standing by. What was your childhood irrational fear, Kev?
We used to go as a culty, go to Mass every Saturday evening, and the odd time after Mass we would get a treat in the shop, maybe, if we were lucky.
I remember that. So, maybe you'd get 50 pence or a pound and you could buy half the shop with it.
Yeah. No, we weren't even allowed to go in. My dad used to go in and get something and we used to be like sitting in the car waiting, wondering would he bring anything out.
Okay.
And then one day he came out and he gave us all like an ice cream each. And I remember biting into the top of it and thinking, this is the worst texture ever. And the treat was ruined. And ever since then, any ice cream that's given to me that I don't know, I'm just like, what's the texture like?
What was the ice cream in question?
The Wibbly Wobbly Wonder.
The Wibbly Wobbly Wonder. The top of it in particular was a bit funky, wasn't it?
Oh, it was rotten. The bottom part was okay then.
You kind of had to work your way down, and that's where you got the chocolate as well.
Yeah.
Which kind of eased it a bit.
Okay, so ever since you've been a bit traumatised by ice cream.
Just a bit sketchy, you know?
Fair enough. You just go in, you just go in carefully. Thanks, Kev.
No worries.
Have a great day. Bye. Talk to you later.
Kev.
I know. It's a wibbly one. It is a funny texture to get your mouth
around. I don't like
a
wibbly wobbly wonder.
Yeah. Kira is also there. Kira, what was your irrational childhood fear?
Car parks.
Car parks.
Wow. What was it about car parks? Do you remember?
Oh, I still remember. I think I'm still traumatised. You know those, like, the metal barriers at the top that would, I suppose, measure the height of your car driving in?
Yeah.
My dad used to play a joke on us that we'd have to duck so that he could drive in and fit. And I swear, like, you know, the fear was our heads would be chopped off. Never mind the fact that there was still a car above our head.
That is brilliant.
That is so funny.
I still think I duck a little now.
Oh, yeah,
bless you.
That's gas.
Does your dad know how much he freaked you out?
Yes, and I swear he still says it.
God, we were all a bit...
Just to see the shoulder shrug.
We were all a bit thick, weren't we?
I know, but we did it. We made it.
Thanks, Kira.
Not at all. Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
All right, any more for us, get over to us on WhatsApp, 087-711-1038. We'd love your voice notes. What was your irrational childhood fear?
We've been asking for your very irrational childhood fears. 087-711-1038. Dee was in touch.
Whenever I was like 4 or 5 years old and I saw the, you know, the green part of the tomato, if I seen that on the floor, I'd have to call my mum to come over because I was convinced it was a spider. Freaked me out for years. And I have no fear of spiders now that I'm older. Actually, I had a pet spider for a while, a rose tarantula, called a Rosie.
Thanks for that extra info.
Everything about that is brilliant. Okay, so tomato green bit spider bought a spider named a Rosie.
Conquered the fear.
Maybe Rosie kind of was an ode to the tomato polo back in the day.
Full circle.
Well,
moment. You
fully got over that fear. Well done to you, sir.
I remember being absolutely petrified that we were going to get clamped. when I was a kid, because there was one occasion and we must have been out on like a day trip to Bray or something, and I remember we had to like run to the car because we were afraid we were going to get clamped, and I think I didn't really understand what clamped meant, and I remember like literally being awake in my bed that night and having to go into my mum and dad that night because I was fully traumatised. I think I thought like I was going to be like literally like clamped to the road and like unable to move, but like any time we paid for parking I was petrified that we were going to get clamped.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know, it's mad though how like it penetrates
into your mind, yeah, that these some man's coming down the road and stick you to the ground till you pay up.
Yeah, yeah.
Understandable why you'd be so scared. Sarah is standing by. Sarah, what was your childhood rational fear?
Yeah, so apparently when I was a child, my parents told me that I was afraid of, you know that song Stay by Shakespeare's sister?
Wait, now we have a clip of it. I think is absolutely beautiful. What was it about that song that freaked you out so much? Do you remember?
No, like my mum used to say, like every time it came on the TV, I would literally crap my pants. I would like scream, cry, try to hide to the nearest table or behind a door. And they would always dread bringing me out to the shops because if I ever played on the radio, I'd have a meltdown.
Oh my God.
Don't know why. I was just terrified of the song. And I don't understand why, because I love it now, to be fair.
And you actually do love it now. It hasn't like moved on.
Trigger you.
Yeah.
No, it's weird though, because it's actually a great song. I don't know, is it because of the video that she's a bit scary? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird.
That's what my brain was thinking there. I wonder, was there kind of a trippy music video that went alongside it or something that has it stuck in your head? But that's so interesting.
Hey, we asked for irrational.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks, yeah. Sarah.
No problem.
Bye.
Talk to you later. 087-711-1038. Your irrational childhood fears.
I think a lot of people are going to relate to Amanda here. She said, I was petrified of banana peels on the ground from playing Mario Kart and thinking your car's going to spin off or go flying. She goes, I still panic when I see one now. In fairness, like if I did see a banana on the ground, I am like, whoa.
I'm going to fall on my bum here in the middle of town or whatever. Yeah. Michaela was on too.
Do you know what was one of mine as a kid, lads, right? And I didn't think it followed me into adulthood, but I actually think it had. You know that movie Darby O'Gill and the Little People? Class movie. But see the banshees and see that demon coach in the sky that comes to get you once you die. And it's coming to get Katie. Like, Katie, I'm coming to get you. It freaked me as a child. And the thought of that coach, the coach in the sky with the black horses, no thank you. And I just didn't want to be outside in the dark as a child because the banshee and all of this kind of thing, right? And then I was like, it didn't really follow me into adulthood, but it so did, because last winter I was going out late in the evening, and I live in the country, and I was coming to the end of my road. I obviously hit the brakes, but then I caught, like, you know the red light of your brakes? I seen it in my mirror, and there's horses at the end of my road, so I seen this flash of the red and these horses going. I was like, no, don't take me, please. So awful.
That's so scary. Oh my God almighty, traumatizing.
Darby O'Gill and the Little People. I did not think we were going to be talking about that today.
What a throwback. 087-711-1038. Your voice notes, please. Your childhood irrational fears. Go for it.
We got a message in from Aisling who says, I always cried when we had to cross the bridges that open for boats near the docks in Dublin because I thought they'd open when we were on it and we'd slide off. Still a bit wary, TBH.
I totally get that. There's one in Waterford as well, Rice Bridge, and you're like, it just goes up so vertically and you're like, what if a car just snuck on there by accident beforehand? Crazy times. Amanda was also in touch.
The bridge at Dolymount. Terrified going over it. Still am.
More bridge vibes.
Bridge is very like bumpy. It's noisy when the cars go as well. Yeah. No, I totally get it.
I'd say that as well when you're driving over the Dart tracks. Don't like that vibe.
Oh yeah.
Very scary. I'm like, but what if there was a technical fault and there's one around the corner? What if? Another Aisling was in touch with us as well. I apologise, we'll have to come back to Aisling. Roisin was in touch. Your irrational fear, Roisin.
When I was a kid, my dad used to tell me that Brussels sprouts were bombs. So I used to imagine that they'd be like exploding if you ate them. So I'd freak out if they were on my plate. I couldn't eat them, I'd give them away. And it's only when I got older I realised that he meant they'd fill you full of gas and they weren't actually exploding bombs.
They were just full of gas and then you'd be farting.
Some of these parents have a lot to answer for. a lot of parents instilling deep fears in their kids.
I think so too. Probably without even realising you know. Aisling, here she is.
When I was a kid, I was afraid of like water in my face when you were in the bath and your mum be washing your hair with a jug. And I was always afraid to tip my head back when I was a kid, but I never told my mom this, so we'd just be a row every time I had to get my hair washed. But I was afraid to tip my head back because I thought my head would fall off.
Mom, you don't understand.
What if my head falls off? Oh, brilliant. Nisha, what was your rational childhood fear?
I was about five, my mom was watching a true documentary or something like that, and the girl was like dead under a tunnel or something, and I was like, what's happened to her mom? Why is she like that? My mom was obviously the first thing that came to my mom's mind was she didn't lick her lips, they went dry and she died. So for years I was like petrified of having dry lips, and I think even still now I carry like four Vaselines around with me. So I'm a mom now, so I kind of get it where you're making stuff up, but like years you don't. I thought if you didn't lick your lips you died.
You're like, mom, your words have power. That's so
literally
funny.
I can remember so vividly as well, because it's like, you know, when you're younger it's like a core memory. So yeah,
I remember my granny who passed years ago, she used to tell us that if we picked our nose, one nostril would grow an inch every time you did it, and you'd end up with like massive nostrils that would grow out as far as your ears.
Oh my god, it's very Roald Dahl-esque, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so.
Well, it worked.
I know, I never text in, but I was like, oh my god, this is like a core memory I have.
Ah, fair play. Thanks, girl.
Text in as often as you like. We love hearing from you. Cheers, hon.
Thank you. Bye.
And Sinead is there as well. Sinead, your irrational childhood fear.
Turkey.
The country?
I swear, if any of my family are listening to this right now, they will know it's me.
Turkey the country, or turkey the animal, or turkey the food?
No, turkey the animal. I had a dream, like turkey the food and the animal. I had a dream I was going to eat a turkey and instead it ate me, so won't eat it.
No way. You were going to have turkey for dinner in your dream and it came and clucked its way all over you.
Yeah.
So what you do at Christmas time?
Literally won't eat. Oh, I'll have, like, I don't eat anything really. I eat chicken and chips for Christmas dinner.
Oh, God, love it.
Oh my God, it's ruined your whole life.
That's so funny.
That's wild, but I love it.
That's brilliant.
No, like, I'm telling you, if my family are listening, they'll 100% know it's me.
They have to move the turkey carefully around the place on Christmas Day, not to trigger you. Thank you, Sinead. God.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
And we have to end on Kelly. Poor Kelly said, I tried to send a voice message, but I actually can't talk about this out loud without feeling ill. So it's in a text form instead. She said, my childhood fear, which has followed me into adulthood, is E.T. I watched the film as a kid and there's scenes that haunt me now. Him lying in the ditch, .. His neck, .. Two puke emojis. There was one night I was out in Whelan's a few years ago having a lovely time until I realised they were playing a film. E.T. I nearly died. I'm feeling all the stress in my chest as I write this message. I'm not over it.
No,
poor Kelly.
That is a traumatised lady.
His neck. Does have a weird little neck.
Yeah, rotten little thing.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Oh, everybody say, oh. Oh.
Boo.
It's the last day of our Transport for Ireland celebration of their 90-minute fare with the TFI Leap Card. We've had great crack heading around the city with this. You can also use multiple modes of TFI services within 90 minutes for one fare. That's the deal. It's absolutely class. And we have been giving away €200 worth of TFI Leap Cards for the past 2 weeks, and we have just one set left.
Matthews, who works here at Spin, you hear him a lot on different shows, is actually in for Steve K later on today. He is taking one for the team and heading out this morning and making his way to you with those TFI Leap Cards. So we've been asking you to just tell us where you're going to be for the next 90 minutes. We need to get him moving out of here to get cracking. So please answer your phone.
Hello,
Michelle. It's Emma and Aisling and Matthew's calling you. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
We've had multiple Michelles on this competition. It's a good day for you, Michelle.
It's a good day for the Michelles, then.
It really is.
It's been a good campaign for the Michelles in Dublin and beyond.
Yeah.
But you can confirm that you have not won this before of the last 2 weeks.
No, I wish I did, but I hope I win it today.
Do you know what? I think €400 worth of TFI Leap Cards would just be excessive.
Yeah, it'd be too much. Yeah. 200 is plenty. 20. Michelle, you need to let us know where you are right now and where you're going to be for the next 90 minutes.
I'm going to be in Wash and Go in Santry. It's actually my cousin's cloud and washing place. So lovely. We'll be in there doing some washes.
Brilliant.
Can Matthews bring his washing? He always brings it home to get someone else to do it for him.
Give him a free wash and dry.
Thank you so much. You really saved me there, Michelle. So thank you very much.
Can you wash Matthew himself?
It's really neat, apparently.
Can you give Matthew a hose down while he's there?
We'll give him a hose down as well if he's lucky.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that then.
Scrub.
Okay. Matthew, how are you going to get there?
I guess the bus. Well, I guess we'll have to find a bus. Yeah, bus.
And I tell you what, Santry is my domain. It's where I live as well.
Jeez,
so, Matthew,
Callum, step up.
You have a plethora of choices today.
Oh, many choices.
Yeah, so what you could do is, if you wanted the easy route, you could take the 16 straight from Georgia Street all the way to Santry. It's about 40 minutes on the bus.
Brilliant.
Or if you wanted to go crazy and use more methods of TFI transport,
get the
Lewis from Stevens Green to Abbey Street. Then from Abbey Street, you can get the 41, the 41C, or the 33.
Oh, go for that. Get the double.
Yeah, go a bit crazy.
Yeah.
Use the old double tap for nothing.
Friday.
Listen, you hang tight and Matthews will make his way to you very soon, Michelle, okay?
Thanks so much. You're so good.
Have a great weekend, pet.
You too. Thanks a million.
Bye.
Okay, TFI, we're going to miss you. Bye, TFI.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
We had great chats on yesterday's show talking about a time where you bought a wonky food product. This was inspired by me finding the page on the Food Safety Authority of Ireland's website where it tells you all the different foods that were recalled for different reasons.
Yep.
We were learning about stuffing that was recalled due to the presence of moths, hot chocolate that had silica beads in it. It was kind of traumatizing. It makes me kind of nervous to eat anything ever again, but I'm sure I'll get over it.
People were in touch overnight on the back listening to this in the podcast, and some of these are just a bit wonky and well worth talking about. So yeah. Emma was in touch.
So the other week I got a Chinese and I got salt and chili chicken.
Oh no.
But when I bit into it, it was a prawn. And when I tried to get a refund, they just said I should have put that in the safety in the notes that I could have been allergic to fish. My fault.
Wait. They're like, well, you didn't tell us you're allergic to fish. And she's like, well, I ordered chicken. And they're like, so? That's really terrible service.
I wouldn't order from them again, Em.
No, either would I.
I think I'd stay away from them. Laura was on.
One time I was a teenager and I woke up in the middle of the night and started eating a Toblerone.
Classic.
And I found this little bit of wood in it. So left there in the window ledge, I was like, oh, I'm sending that back to them tomorrow, like, and get loads of free Toblerones for the year or whatever. Went back to sleep, woke up an hour later, I was still starving, so just ate it all with the wood in it. And that was the end of that. Never got me free Toblerones.
Sorry, I know, I've said before how much
is Laura okay though?
I feel very strongly about how much I love the people who listen to this show, but Laura's my favourite. Sorry, Laura's my favourite.
She's like Fecta Wood. It's a Toblerone. Oh my God. Laura, you weirdo.
Mel was on.
Every week we do a family meal. So one week would be me, the next week it would be my brother, and the next week it would be my father. And we would rotate it, and I absolutely love it. My dad is a great cook. My brother is a fantastic cook. Me, not so much. I decided to do a roast chicken dinner, and I wanted to do mashed potatoes, roast potatoes, baby potatoes, and sauteed potatoes. Why I needed that many potatoes, I don't know. We'll just go with it. But I went and I forgot the veg. The one thing you need is veg, and I forgot. I don't know why. So I quickly ran down to the supermarket and I bought this mixed veg, which had broccoli, cauliflower, carrot, peas and sweet corn in it. I thought they would think I am the bee's knees because I actually went and bought cauliflower. That's just new to me. But what happened was when I went home, opened the bag, about to pour it in, and it was a bag of peas. Just peas. Sure, I had a bag of peas in the freezer. I didn't need no more peas. So now they just got a whole heap of peas, a whole heap of different potatoes, and a chicken. And I don't care. They got fed. That's the way I look at it.
So they just forgot to include the cauliflower and the broccoli and everything. Just a bag
That's
of peas.
That's such a scam. Like...
I think you're getting your little mini carrots and everything in there as well. Just a load
just
of peas.
I just throw
in the peas. That'd be grand. And Max was on to us as well.
Hey, guys.
I bought a one whip up on the Fontail Road there a couple of years back now, but I still have the picture here on my phone. But once I took a bite into it, it was hollow straight away, and I removed the back from my lips and I felt little things on my lip. So when I pulled it back and looked inside the walnut whip, there was ants inside my walnut whip. It was actually being eaten from the inside out.
Stop it.
By ants. And yeah, I had an ant in my mouth after taking a bite. It was the most disgusting thing ever. And emailed them and there was nothing done about it. Ants in your pants, ants in your walnut whip.
No, sorry, Max
is cracking himself up at the end there. Oh my God, no, he's actually sent a photo.
We're
and
looking
full on
at the photo here on the screen. There are literally ants chewing away on his walnut whip.
Oh my God. That's literally the end of days.
No, sorry.
No, there's, I can see like seven ants.
I was just about to say, from literally a quick glance, you can see about seven ants. Never mind if you were to... Oh, lads.
They're loving that walnut
whip. And they never got back to him.
God, that's scandalous, isn't it?
That is a bit mad.
It's a bad PR day for walnut whip. Oh my God.
Ants in your pants and out in your ants in your mouth.
Ants in your walnut whip, says Max.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
One more tune.
Go on, Ash.
One more tune.
One more time.
One more tune. That's probably the last time I'm going to get to do that because Dave will be back. And
I know.
Probably like gag me or something if I start singing.
Dave is back on the show on Monday. We are kicking off the weekend as we always do though with one more tune for myself, Dave and Aisling. We all choose a song. They're sometimes quite different in tone and vibes. And you pick the song that you'd like to hear in full. Typically, these are songs you haven't probably heard in quite a while. This song's been in my head all week because as much as I'm loving his country era, I'm looking forward to his comeback to this genre too. Post Malone.
I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star.
That is the grungy, bowled Post Malone I was introduced to when that song was released, and my God, did I love it. If you want to hear Rockstar in full this morning, Emma, please, in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Live from New York now, it's Dave.
Hey, I'm walking here. Pretty sure I made that exact joke last time I was in New York, so apologies for that. I have gone for a song that I'm sure producer Callum is going to absolutely love me for. It's this. That is Taylor Swift and Welcome to New York. I'm praying we have it on the system. If we do, you'll hear it currently playing. If not, then you won't hear this at all. Anyway, if you want that to play as the last song of the show, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Taxi!
I miss him.
He'd really checked out there, hadn't he? Yeah, day before the holidays vibes. Yeah. Okay, there was only one direction I could go in for the week that's in it, and it won't be any surprise to anyone that I have gone for this.
Fireball.
Let's go, Pitbull. He is coming to the Three Arena next February. A lot of people are going to be trying to get tickets for that this morning. It's going to be a race, no doubt. So if you want to hear Fireball by Pitbull in full, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Someone's voted for Gavin James, All For You.
Okay, that wasn't
not how it works.
Whoever you are, you're listening to the wrong radio station.
Or they just think that this is a request feature. Yeah, it's not.
It's not okay. The request show.
It's okay. Not.
Just to recap, I've gone for the old school, the grungy Post Malone and Rockstar. If you want that to play in full, it's Emma and a WhatsApp, please. Dave went for Taylor Swift and Welcome to New York because he's in New York. Predictable. That's Dave and a WhatsApp, please.
And in honour of a very busy day on Ticketmaster, I have gone for Pitbull and Fireball. If you'd like to hear that one in full to close the show, it's Ash. Link now to 087 711 1038.
Hey, today's the day.
Today's the day.
Today's the day. Today's the day. We are hoping to pay out €150,000 on Spins Cash Machine.
Hey!
Pitbull's excited. All those are really important cash machines. matching details you need in order to potentially be 150 grand richer in less than 6 hours' time. They're on the way next. Another phone. Damn it. Time to hand over to our producer, Callum.
How are we getting on? What a week it's been. Tate McRae announced a 3 Arena gig for 2025.
Random.
Robbie Williams announced a Croke Park gig for 2025.
Good.
And Pitbull announced a 3 Arena gig for 2025.
Better.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. Aisling appeared on News Talk this week, and I think she kind of broken Kieran Cudahy.
It was very pixelated and blurry, and the caption read, "Who invited Da Queen for dinner?" Because I do like to have, I like to try to be a little bit witty with
well,
my Instagram.
Well, you are
caption.
Da Queen, as your original post alluded to.
From the beginning.
Classic.
I got a bit giddy this week when I took delivery of all of the IMC cinema passes.
I've gone crazy.
He gets really weird.
I get so giddy when I get the new batch.
Yeah, when he gets
gets crazy when
I've got 600 to give away.
A new batch has just arrived on his desk this morning, and he gets really, really weird when this happens.
Yeah. Someone take them away from me.
So,
the worst thing with me about this is I do this every time it happens. And then I look at my pile because then everyone sees that there's a new batch in and Nick takes boss Nick, and then Michaela was sniffing over and was like,
you shouldn't be doing that. That's not right.
No, they're
for only
the
for the people listening to the show.
They
have no business.
I know. They just go rummaging through my drawers.
I hold my hands up. I've never taken a single IMC
Neither
pass off.
It's only for people who listen to the show.
You took some on Wednesday.
No, I didn't. I gave them to listeners on the streets.
Emma revealed that she got the train for the first time in 20 years, and she got the train station mixed up with the airport.
I hadn't been in touch with anyone about like transport to my granny's. I was like, oh, walk, like it's half an hour walk. It's grand. I'll drag the suitcase by me. It's fine. And my little cousin was just waiting at arrivals for me.
At arrivals? Emma, stop.
You have to go through security as well and baggage reclaim.
I could nearly swear it says arrivals at the thing. I need to look into that.
And finally, we had Emma's boyfriend Jack on the Gurdy quiz yesterday, but it's safe to say he won't be buying any lingerie anytime soon.
You know, you got your fours, your sixes, your eights, your tens, your twelves.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's throw out a number.
10?
10C. Final answer?
Yeah, that sounds all right.
That was what he thought Emma's bra size was.
You must
10C.
Think, you must think I have a waste of a Barbie doll.
I've been producer Callum, and they've been the worst bits of the week.
Thank you very much, sir. Very final chance to get your votes in for one more tune. I have gone for Post Malone and Rockstar. That's Emma in a WhatsApp. Dave is back in Taylor Swift, and Welcome to New York. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And in honour of the big Pitbull gig going on sale very, very soon, I have gone for Pitbull and Fireball. Ashling to 087 711 1038 if you wanted to win.
Winner revealed after this from Kygo and Ava Max on Spin. I am doing my Secret Santa with the girls tomorrow.
Oh my God.
I know.
You're so ahead of the pack.
Honestly, it's crazy. I'm really looking forward to that.
I'm going to have a lovely chill weekend at home with my mammy and daddy.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, do you know sometimes you just need your mammy and daddy?
Oh, I get it. I totally do. Producer Callum.
Yes, so you've been voting for the last song of the show. I can reveal Dead Last, Mr. David Hammond with 9%.
He didn't even bother to show up.
Taylor Swift with Welcome to New York. But a barnstorming 66% of the vote is Aisling Bonner this week. We miss Dave, don't we? He'll be back Monday.
Michaela's on the way telling all about the 150,000 euro cash machine. Talk to you later.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We gon' boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.